here we go.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Checking in at
number five.
Remember last week when Donald Trump canceled the summit in Singapore with the North Koreans?
Sure.
Well, all you got to do is wait a week.
They want it. We think it's important. And I think we would be making a big mistake if we didn't have it. I think we're going to have a relationship, and it'll start on June 12th.
Oh, the summit is back on.
Back on. Well, that's
good
news. We'd
be making a big mistake if we didn't have it. Wait, you said last week we weren't going to have it. I mean, I get it. It's a negotiation. I understand. But and this is like an exaggerating blowhard on exaggerating blowhard kind of a negotiation, right? I get it. You know, it's like wrestling.
Listen, brother, I'm gonna make mincemeat out of you. I'm gonna rip off your head and poop down your throat.
You know, it's gonna be
You're
like
really
that.
Really not
it's,
gonna do that,
yeah,
right?
So, right. Yeah. So that's we kind of know that that's sort of the way it's gonna
that
go.
Guy, that guy was there. That's a bad guy that they welcomed into, and he was there for so long. Kind of reminded me of those like bad, you know, movies like White House Down or something, like, you know, can I use your bathroom for a minute? You know,
you're like, what's going to happen?
He's going in there right now.
Well, remember he a year ago, he let the Russians into the Oval Office. And not only did he like spill the beans that he was obstructing justice, but, you know, they're like taking pictures. It was like that scene from Dr. Strangelove where the guy's down in the war room taking pictures with his tie. And sort of like, what are you doing? All right. Well, they let the guy in the Oval Office. Now, this is interesting because he was the guy, the Kim Jong-chol.
Mm-hmm. Him. Sorry to his parents if that's...
I'm not sorry to his parents.
Actually, not really.
Because he killed his parents and then ate them. He's the spy master of North Korea. He was at the White House today delivering a letter, right? So the letter, this is a bit of a... It's kind of interesting because the president was asked by reporters when he first stood up to them after the meeting today. He says, well, what do you think of the meeting? What do you think of the letter? The president goes, oh, it was a very interesting letter. But then...
I said, would you want me to open it? He said, you can read it later. I may be in for a big surprise, folks.
Then he acknowledges he never read it. It was interesting, but then he didn't read it. First of all, I don't believe that. I think he did act. Is there any chance on earth that they allowed that guy into the Oval Office without reading the letter?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
You'd hope so.
Right? That they opened up the letter and they said, here's, you know, or we got to see it first. You don't just get to hand it to him.
Or maybe it doesn't exactly say. Maybe it doesn't exactly say what he wants to hear at this time. So he's willing to just tell everyone he hasn't seen it and ignore it.
Oh, that's a very interesting observation.
That's one observation.
If it was more than two paragraphs, he lost interest, too. You know that, too.
So if it's in Korean, that's really going to throw him off.
Geez. What if there's a fish in there?
Right.
What are all these symbols?
Yeah, I don't know. Wait. It's stick figures. Wait, hold on a second. I can't do that. No. Oh, no.
Hoping for a book on tape, maybe Jeff Goldblum or someone to read it, something, you know, make it interesting.
Oh man, that is it's weird.
Oh my gosh,
this whole thing's weird. I don't know. I feel more nervous now than I did before.
Number four.
This is good. Michael Cohen. Did you hear this? An audio tape was released today by a guy named Tim Mack. Tim Mack was a reporter at Daily Beast. He's now with NPR, and he got called by Michael Cohen. After he wrote a story in the Daily Beast that the Trump family found to be offensive. And this is how Michael Cohen, as attorney for the then citizen Donald Trump, handled people he didn't like.
You write a story that has Mr. Trump's name in it with the word rape, and I'm going to mess your life up for the rest of it. As long as you're on this freaking planet, I'm going to turn around. You're going to have judgments against you for so much money, you'll never know how to get out from underneath it. I'm warning you. Tread very lightly, because what I'm going to do to you is going to be disgusting. Do you understand me? Don't think you're going to hide behind your pen, because it's not going to happen.
Gee, you wonder why he was called the fixer, right? This is
in the report of the whole time. He was, to his credit, very kind of calm, and he was like, "Now is that Cohen or Chon for the spelling? I want to make sure I get everything right." Tread lightly. They like that term, that tread lightly.
Tread lightly, yeah.
Remember that was, I think that wasn't that about the deposition that Ivana Trump gave during their divorce that he had raped her?
Yes. And he had, he made an, in the story was just an aside that had mentioned that. This was before, right at the very, very, very beginning of the Trump campaign. He called the Trump campaign and Cohen called him back. Mm-hmm. And he's like, why are you calling me?
And Ivana did take that back later. So she didn't mean a literal case of rape, but this is... So ugly.
Tread lightly.
Yeah.
That's what the Breaking Bad, that's what the, Walter White used to say that too. Like his opponents.
I wonder if he's so tough now. I wonder where he is. Well, of course, now he realizes he can get the full Blago if he wants to. By the way, speaking of the full Blago, that's coming up here. Top 5 at 5 continues. Richard Roper is here. He's got a story to tell. That's coming up in just a little bit. But first, check it.
Number 3.
Thank you. Hey, Fox News last night. Patty Blagojevich was on. She reacted to reports that the president is considering commuting the sentence of her husband, ex-governor of the state of Illinois, Rob Blagojevich, current husband, I should say. It's a total mistake on my part. It has nothing to do.
Are you making news?
No, I'm not. Because I've never seen a more committed couple to each other.
Mm-hmm,
in you know, when they say for better, for worse, in sickness and in health,
right. It's true.
They took that oath for real. I think Rob Blagojevich is one of the great felons ever to be in the Illinois governor's mansion. And that's saying something because there have been a number of felons in there.
Hmm.
But... you cannot take anything away from the family commitment between in that family.
Usually those wives, they're there for the first couple of weeks. Like Christina DeLorean, remember that? I think she actually left into DeLorean halfway through that trial.
Yeah. Right. She says she talks to him just every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a good mother.
They truly love each other. Now, here's the thing though. She said on Fox News last night, and I think they know what they're doing here. They're playing this pretty smart.
Okay.
She said that, hey, I think that Rod and Donald Trump are like kindred spirits.
Whoa.
I see that. I see that the same people that did this to my family, the same people that, secretly taped us and twisted the facts and perverted the law that ended up my husband in jail, these same people are trying to do the same thing that they did to my husband, just on a much larger scale. Mm-hmm. They were emboldened. They took down a governor, and now they're trying. They've got their sights much higher.
Twisted the law. So the selling of the attempt to sell a United States Senate seat and saying it's effing golden. That's a twisting of the law. Just to be clear on that. All right, I'm no lawyer, so.
Right. They twisted the law. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, but the thing is, we didn't sell it, and he didn't make any money. He never got anything out of it.
That's what they say. He never made any money, unlike so many other politicians who did profit from their posts.
And all of his buddies who were profiting from the boards and all the rest of it.
Remember when they were at one point on the phone looking up salaries? He's like, what? How much does a senator make? Come on.
Right. That's not enough. Well, I mean, you get a sense here that obviously she has an audience of one. When she appears on Fox News, and a person who has all the power in the world to set her husband free.
His brother, Robert Blagojevich. Yes.
Very convincing.
Which must be very confusing in the Blagojevich childhood home. Rob!
Yeah.
Rob!
Both of you get down here.
Which one? Yeah. That's true. They all just kind of...
Although if you...
he's been on TV too, right?
He was on CNN today, earlier. And, they're estranged. They don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
And he's still going to bat for his brother. He said he didn't know about it. He was listening to the radio in the morning going to work and heard the news that there might potentially be a consideration of a pardon or a commutation. And he said he's cautiously optimistic but thrilled about the news.
Yeah, I think we want to encourage public corruption in America. I think that will just be the icing on the cake of this era in American history, that public corruption should be not only encouraged, but quite honestly welcomed with open arms.
Well, Eric Holder stepped into it today, too, this afternoon. He was asked about this, and he said, I think the former governor got a little too harsh of a sentence, a little too harsh, and that when we tried to do pardons with the Obama administration, we looked at people who maybe, they had done something wrong, they were arrested, convicted, but served maybe enough time, and that those were the people we chose. And then Patty responded to that, you had the opportunity to do that for my husband, and you passed.
Mm-hmm. Because they tried to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat. That's why.
And
it's pretty simple.
He had his own involvement with Resco and others, too. So there's a lot going on there.
Okay.
A lot of reasons.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, he's going to get out.
I think so.
And if he gets a full pardon, he's going to run for governor again. I promise you that.
But you think so?
Yeah. Although I don't know if he wants the job, but he'll do something. He'll end up. He could end up if he gets a full pardon. He could end up in the Trump administration. Trump would be. It would be kind of fun if Trump put all the former convicts in. Don't you think it would be kind of, I mean, it's the ultimate reality show.
And then, yeah, he'd have him just meet him at his desk, right, along with his daughter on one side, and
yeah,
some business dude on the other. And he'd say, all right, now Omarosa's back. Brought it back one
she
last
has
year
to come back. Yeah, she's just great to
why
watch.
Did your lemonade
she should
stand
come back? I mean, it's in season.
Scaramucci could be in it. That would be great.
Oh, I'd watch that.
Wouldn't you?
See, now she left at the end of season one, but she can come back in season
she
three.
Could. They bring her back.
Wow. Oh, this is cool. Danny Farquhar. The White Sox pitcher is going to be at Guaranteed Rate tonight, throwing out the first pitch. Oh. This is just weeks after suffering a cerebral hemorrhage that almost killed him. He says that he knows how fortunate he is.
I've had a few doctors call me miracle and how lucky I am to be as functional as I am. Luckily, it happened after I pitched in a baseball game where I have the whole staff here. Mm-hmm. You know, it could have happened indoors, but as long as I was here with the staff that I have, it was the perfect place to have it.
Wow. What an amazing story.
It really is. I wish him the best.
You made, remember, Ro, you made that point at the time. I mean, it was, you know, if he had been in a hotel room or something like that or home alone, might not have made it, but you know, did have professionals around him and obviously ambulances there.
Amazingly great stuff.
Good guy. And all of his, he's played on a bunch of teams, and they're all, I've seen all the teams. I think the Mariners are one of them. They've had his jersey up in the bullpen there. So
it's very cool.
Very nice.
Very cool. And tonight, people are going to be really treated to something tonight when he comes out to throw out that first pitch. They're not a dry eye in the house.
No.
Checking in at
number one.
All right. After game one of the NBA Finals last night, Jimmy Kimmel did a special NBA version of Mean Tweets, starring former Bull Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler has my most hated player in the league award. Ugly. What the is that on his head? He looks dirty as.
Oh, Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen has the face of a man that's been through some.
Wow. And I'm not sure what it was, but I'm sure it was good.
Gosh.
And our old friend, Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith is what happens when a human tries to be a caps lock button.
That's clever.
All right. Oh, my. And what a game that was. Amazing game. I would say that LeBron James, even though the Cavs lost that game, it was not because of LeBron. It was because of everybody else on the team.
He was carrying them.
I believe that LeBron should just go out and play the Warriors 5-on-1.
That's pretty much the
by
deal.
Himself. Felt like that.
New rules. All right. Let us close it up.
The top five at five.